Hey guys, welcome back to the Love That Lasts podcast. I'm Jeff.
This is Alyssa.
And this is where we talk about faith, culture, and answer your questions. So stay tuned. All right, guys, we are back. It has been... feels like a million years, but it's realistically just been 2 weeks since last time you guys have heard us. And like Alyssa was saying earlier, before we were on this, we shoot these at our dining room table at night, and it's only 7 p.m. right now, and I'm like, it feels like it's 11:30 p.m.
You know, well, I mean? Also because you were in South Carolina yesterday.
That's true. Guys, I just totally slapped my cakes this whole last couple days. That's my phrase for meaning like I just drove myself into the ground. And what I mean by that is I don't really travel and speak anymore because I don't want to be away from the family. But when I do, this one I scheduled like 2 years ago. It was a great Lifeway event. I love Lifeway. It was a fun women's event in South Carolina. I try to go as fast as possible because I don't want to be away from the family that long. And so I literally did Maui to South Carolina and back in like 48 hours. And it was like 20 hours of flights there. It was like Maui to LA to Atlanta to South Carolina. And it took 26 hours on the clock. Then I was only awake there for 11 hours, and then I did that exact same thing back. So it was cray cray.
Mm-hmm. But or shay shay. That's what Jeff always says.
Well, I just rhyme random phrases that don't make sense with other words. You guys, we miss you. We got to catch you up. Hope you guys are enjoying Anatomy of Marriage with Seth and Melanie. They're incredible. They're amazing. We haven't talked to you, though, since we've gotten back from our kind of book tour, book launch, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, catch them up on that.
So that was really fun. We left the kids here with Jeff's aunt and uncle. Because we were traveling so much, we knew we couldn't take them with us.
Yeah.
So we hit California, Dallas, and Virginia.
In 6 days.
It was like seven flights. So it was a lot. Really busy. Really go, go, go.
Yeah.
But really fun.
Yeah. And we ate really good.
Yes. If anyone has been in if anyone lives in California, has lived in California, or has been to California... shout out if you've been to, what's it called, the farmhouse,
I think at like Robert's Garden, is that what it's called?
Yes.
It's in Newport area. Yes. Not Newport exactly, but Newport area, I think.
And it was the cutest place for one. And I've heard it's amazing at Christmas. So yeah. If you haven't gone, you need to go right now. But, and it was such good, like I'm still dreaming of the salad I ate.
Yeah. So our anniversary was a couple days before we went. So we thought we would kind of, since we knew we'd be away from the kids, we would delay our anniversary dinner until we went on the trip. And I found that place, and it was so what it is, it's like this gorgeous, amazing, like, what do you call that? Like nursery, like flower like, selling place.
Like amazing. Like it's not just a nursery.
No, it's like.
It's like stunning.
They made it where like the grounds can be walked through, and mm-hmm. It's pretty. More like almost like if you've
with
ever.
With like a little bit of shopping.
Yeah. Like if any city ever has like a floral garden, you know, some type of more like manicured, beautiful, like rose garden or something. Imagine that. But then like with all these different types of trees and plants, because they sell them. And then in the center is this like outdoor, gorgeous farm to table restaurant that they get all the vegetables and stuff like that from right there in the nursery. And so. It's just incredible. It was like life-changing, amazing, unbelievable, awesome, beautiful, incredible, sensational, tasty.
He's still going. It was so, you're making my mouth water.
It was amazing, you guys. So
I got this Granny Smith apple salad.
Yeah.
That was, had like candied walnuts.
Oh.
What kind of cheese was it?
Gorgonzola or feta. Yeah.
With cranberries. But whatever. Okay. So I'm convinced that. To make a good salad, 90% of it is the salad dressing. So I can put all that stuff in the salad, but I don't know if I could recreate the salad dressing.
Yeah, it's pretty
life changing. So I don't think it would be as good. But if you have a good salad dressing for that type of salad, hit me up.
Yeah, it's pretty life changing.
That was the best salad I've ever had.
But to the book launch, you guys.
Jeff's trying to get me off the salad train.
No, I'm loving it. But I just want to say thank you guys. It's been over a month now that the book's been out. You guys have just been crazy encouraging. And it's been cool because like everyone's told us so far, kind of like we've been telling everyone early, like this is not just for couples. This is for single people, every season, every age, dating, married, engaged, single, divorced, whatever it is, whatever season you're in, it's for you. And it's cool because now that it's been out a month, so many of you have confirmed that of like, man, all relationship books I don't like because I'm single, but I loved this one. It had so much for me, you know? Oh, I've messed up a lot and maybe I'm divorced or I've, you know, had a hard breakup and this was for me. And so it's just cool because I think it's really blessed us and been encouraging. You guys, one cool little anecdote is you guys, we didn't get on the New York Times bestseller list the first week, but we had the numbers too. So one little caveat behind the closed door of that world is the New York Times bestseller list operates on 7-day sales. So it resets itself every 7 days. And we did pretty good the first week. And so we had a chance to be on it, but they're the only list that editorializes, which means they don't list you exactly in order of how many books you sell. They kind of just are like a shrouded secret group brotherhood that doesn't really,
we are the brotherhood.
Exactly. That doesn't really give
you, anyone seen Heart of Dixie?
That doesn't, that doesn't really give you all the, they kind of just hose you and then they don't tell you and then they don't, there's no accountability. So you just kind of are at their whim. All that to say, we didn't make the list, but when we looked up the numbers of the books on there, we actually would have been number 8 on the list if they ranked it purely numerically. And I think that's really cool and encouraging because we had zero national media that first week. We did nothing publicly that first week. That was all you guys. Literally all it was us and you guys, like in showing this internet tribe, this internet family and the power of it. So I just want to say thank you. That was really cool.
Yeah. And I think you're just saying that, not that numbers matter to us, but it just shows that like, this many people are like in our tribe.
Yeah.
We are connected to you somehow and you love Jesus.
Yeah.
And you're wanting to learn about relationships and grow and encourage other people in that. So we just think that is so cool.
Yeah. Well, I think it just showed that like we have something special. Like we're a family here in some sense and a community here in some sense on this little internet tribe we have. To be able to have that kind of, you know, for a book to do that without any of the things they say you need, like national media, et cetera. And then for us to be young and for them to say, oh, no one's going to read a relationship book. No one needs that right now, or not by younger people, whatever. And for us to all disprove that, I just think it's really cool. So thank you guys. You guys are the reason for that. And yeah, it's just been a blast to get it out there. So keep letting us know if you've been reading it. If you're getting any, you know, copies for your friends for Christmas or whatever, but, yeah, book launch. What else? Anything else? You know what's fun that you really like right now? Let's go through our favorite things or whatever.
Okay, well, I kind of just shared mine on Insta Story, so you go first. I have to think of 3 new things.
Okay, so guys, we might start this new thing on the podcast. Let us know if you like this or let us know if you hate this. But it's kind of a fun trend where like you'll share like 2 or 3 favorite things in your life right now.
Things that you're loving.
The things that you're loving. Small things, whether it's music or a bar of soap or a food or whatever, a book. Just what are your favorite things right now? And you go first, though, because you already shared it and you know what they are and I need time to think.
But I think I want new things.
Okay, well, then
that's the thing.
Maybe do half and half, but you need to go because you got some stock in here and I need to think. Like you got things in the reservoir and I need to think.
I know, but I need new things. Okay, so my number one thing, because it's Sunday, November 5th, well, as we're recording this, Joanna Gaines' line at Target
just
came out. Hearth and Home.
Yes.
And, right? Hearth and Hands. Hearth and Hands.
Is that it? Yeah.
I think
yeah.
so. And so my mom and I went at opening today and a bunch of my friends were there.
Alyssa pulled like a Black Friday where she was like, I think everyone's going to go crazy. It's going to be berserk. And so she was like, do I need to get there like an hour early and stand in line?
And we did. I just didn't know what to expect. But I will say, a lot of things were sold out at our store because people had ordered online and had it like pick up.
But
so
tell
that's
people,
smart.
Yeah, but tell people the truth. There was like no one there in line.
There's no one there.
But I don't think that was not because of them. I think mainland was probably crazy. I just think Maui is like, people just disconnected here and like people probably didn't even know. And they're like, who's Joanna Gaines?
Well, some people knew, but yeah, I think it was just more chill.
Like we got lucky living in Maui that things aren't as like, you know, known. And so I think we got lucky because then I think the mainland stores probably were crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. But so we didn't have the flower cart that a lot of you guys had, which is a little sad.
Oh.
But I loved it. I just loved her line. I loved the prices. I love that Joanna Gaines, we just have a little bit of her in Maui now.
Yes.
I'm looking right now. I got 2 garlands and I put it up on my chocolate
wall. We're staring
wall,
at them right now.
And they're so pretty. They make me so happy.
They have like little white berries on them.
Yep. I think it's called the lamb, whatever. I don't know the name of it. But anyway, so that is definitely my number one as of today.
Oh, that's good. Are we going to alternate?
Okay, and then I will do one more.
Okay, well, let's alternate. And then actually, I'm freezing up. I'm clamming up.
Okay,
my favorite thing. One of my favorite things is, it's funny, it's going to be like all Magnolia stuff, is and it's not necessarily just them, but that's the one we're burning right now. I'm addicted.
Oh, I'm say goodnight.
Yeah. All right, night.
Also, I didn't tell you I got a candle at Target today that's Magnolia and it's amazing.
No, you told me.
Oh, okay.
And it's like amazing. I know, I smelled it.
And it's not that expensive.
I know. But what I was going to say is like my favorite thing during this season is I'm addicted to any of those candles that are like that pine or Christmas tree or spruce or whatever. Like they're all different titles, but like that Christmas tree scent in candles is like, I live for that. And I am here for that 24/7.
And Jeff lights it so much and I blow it out a lot.
Yeah, she blows it out on me.
Let's save it. Let's save it.
Guys, candles are meant to be lit. And Alyssa.
Yeah, but if they're expensive and really, really special from your favorite store that is about 10,000 miles away.
So guys, so then she blows it out. And I told her today, I was like, you're blowing that candle out so much that there's literally like to try to savor it for the holidays that there's literally going to be a full candle still there by January 1st. You know what I'm saying?
No, well, I'll burn it when it once it hits December.
Okay. Okay.
But we're now, still in November.
Okay, alternate. What's your next favorite thing?
Okay, my other one is Jeff's aunt is like a really good baker cook. And she is in love with this Pinzi spices. And I've never bought them, but she brings them to us. And she brought us a hot cocoa one. So I literally just made a hot cocoa tonight. And it's the best cocoa I've ever had. Thanks, Pinzi spices.
Hold on. It's a hot cocoa spice?
No, it's you. Okay. Well, I just call it a spice. It's cocoa in a spice jar.
Oh, and you just
from Pinzi spices.
And you just put like a little in with water you put, or milk?
Well, they had a recipe on the back, so I put it with sugar, vanilla, and the cocoa. And you put a little bit of cinnamon, mix it with my almond milk. It's so rich and creamy.
That does sound good. Okay, my next one. My next one is...
And it's my first... No, second cup of hot cocoa. Ooh. Sorry.
My next one, my next favorite thing is automatic sliding doors on cars. Now, if you have kids, you know that changes your life.
It really does.
Multiple reasons. First one is...
We live the minivan life.
Yeah, we live the minivan life. We live on Maui where it's really windy. It's like one of the windiest of the eight islands because there's two mountains that kind of create a wind tunnel in the middle. And so first of all, like there's a lot of places you get places and you open a door and the wind just takes it and just demolishes the car next to you. And so imagine how many kids, you know, how much money we'd have to fork out with kids just opening those doors 24/7. And then secondly, when you're actually coming out of the store with kids in your hand and you can just press a little button and get all the transformer, you know, and then have all the groceries to drop in. Like there's really nothing better. And whoever thought of that is incredible.
Amazing.
So that's my next one. What's your next one?
Okay. This is a broad one. It's not like an item. But.
Me? Am I your favorite thing?
No doubt. That's a given. That's like saying Jesus.
True.
Okay, so I just feel like lately the Lord's... I mean, I kind of shared this on my Insta story, and I'll do much more sharing about it later, but the Lord's been really teaching me a lot about creating and just having the freedom to create and to do things that you enjoy and to learn and do things with your hands. And so lately I've been doing a few crafty projects around the house, and it's bringing me so much joy. So like making Sissy a quilt... We just painted outdoor furniture, which I despised the primer process. I wanted to hit my head against the wall. But the actual painting was really fun. And just decorating our home. So I feel like that has been really fun and one of my favorite things lately. If that makes sense. Can I do that?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
That's a good one.
It's a little deeper.
What else would I say? This is tough. How do people answer these on podcasts, all their favorite things?
Well, you have so many.
Okay, and then the next one.
Your electric skateboard.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Okay, guys. Yes. So I got this electric skateboard, you guys, which it literally has like a remote where it's a skateboard, but you don't actually have to do anything. You have a remote and you just press.
Jeff's goal in life.
Yeah. And you just press buttons and you go forward and you go backwards. It has a brake and it's like crazy fast where if you go pedal to the metal, you know, full throttle dawdle, you're gonna fly off. Like you won't be able to stand on it and you'll crack your head open. So you gotta wear a helmet. I forgot the brand name, but you guys, it's like the sickest thing ever, especially here on Maui. All my buddies like totally blew their mind the other day. So if you guys are listening, yeah, shout out to you, can borrow it anytime you want, fellas.
All his friends were shocked he didn't bring it when we went trick-or-treating the other night.
I know. And I was like,
Jesus. He just wasn't thinking. He wasn't on his A game.
And I was like, that would have been genius if I would have gone house to house to get candy and just been like, zing, zing, zing. You know?
Okay, so I'm going to take the podcast a little different direction. Can I just take the reins for a second?
Take the reins, baby.
Okay.
Oh, I like when you take the reins.
Oh, dear. That probably needs to be cut out. Oh, wait, before I do that, So Jeff did an ancestry thing recently.
Oh yeah, you want to talk about
can
that?
Can we talk
this,
about that?
This one or next week?
It's up to you.
Yeah, let's talk about it this week.
Okay, he did that ancestry
guys,
thing.
This podcast episode might have nothing serious in it.
I
this
know,
is gonna
sorry.
Be,
I was going to talk about something serious, but I want to talk about this
let's
real
quick.
Let's
save that for next week. You guys, this might just be, we're just trying to be your BFFs, have coffee with you, and catch up on life right now, okay? And there's sometimes
there's only so much you can fit in a half hour.
Yeah, and there just might not be Jesus nugs, right? Like sometimes there might be, sometimes there might not
I have
be.
A Jesus nug in my head. I just really want you to share about this.
But you might save it for
really
next
cool.
week. You might save it for next week.
Well, no, it's your Jesus nug.
Oh,
okay. So Jeff did this. Okay. So everywhere Jeff goes, he's like ethnically ambiguous because everybody thinks
I'm them.
He's them.
As long as I'm like within the realm of like when we went to Israel, yeah. they thought I was Israeli. When we, you know, when we go to Italy, they think I'm Italian. When we go to Mexico,
South American.
Yeah, they think I'm Hispanic. I just have like that
African
kind of like
American.
That one, like I would only be a little bit of, but
yeah. But people think that.
Yeah. Or
I
like have
that,
a little,
oh,
yeah. Or they think I just have a little bit of this and that in me.
So, and his mom took the test, but she didn't get the full thing because she's a woman.
Yeah. So we found out later that the guy chromosome can usually be a little bit more detailed. So my mom got her stuff, but I still wanted to take it myself.
And I'm so excited because we finally know what he is and it's so good. Do you want to, and maybe people can guess. So, you can guess in your head.
Okay, guess you guys. We're waiting. We're listening. So it's 23andMe if you guys want to do it. I think there's a bunch of different other companies.
I was wondering which one.
Yeah, they're not sponsoring us to tell you guys on this podcast at all, but they're incredible. And so I think it was so that it wasn't super shocking that I was majoritarily, you know, Anglo, I think is the right phrase for it or whatever you want to call it, European. So I think the majority was like, they put it in like two different categories where it's like British Irish. So it's like UK basically. The first one was like UK. And then the second one was, what was it? German.
German and French?
German and French. So,
which Bethke is German.
Yeah. Like
so we knew that.
Yeah. Because I remember reading the Bonhoeffer biography and there was some guy named Bethke in there. The guy like assassinated or something. So,
yeah.
But yeah. So kind of European for the majority. But then we finally kind of found out we're
and
like that.
Native
basically
American.
Like, I'm like, you guys ever know that. You guys ever seen like a bucket of paint that's like white? And if you just do a couple black drops in it or a couple like brown drops in it, how it kind of makes the whole thing pretty creamy. That's like me. The majority of the paint is white and European, but I've had a couple brown and black dots put into my life. That's kind of made me a little creamy. Right. And so what those creaminess dots are, we found out.
Well, we knew you were Native American.
Yeah. So my dad's side's Native American and I wasn't sure on that, but it came, I mean, I just didn't know how much. And that came about what we thought. I think I was like 10% or something. And we thought maybe I was like 15 or whatever. So it was close. Native American. And then the last couple was, there was two more.
It's just one.
Oh yeah. It was,
you only
it was
told
slash.
Me one.
Yeah. It was North African slash Middle Eastern,
which is so cool.
Yeah. We never would have. So I'm guessing that's kind of more like what? Like Egypt, Morocco, Middle East. Mm-hmm. So it's like African, but with like also a little Middle Eastern vibe. So that's just crazy, guys. I wouldn't have guessed that. I wouldn't have guessed that would be like my fourth ranking.
And
or
I
my
love
fourth.
It. And then tell them. Okay, so
but
then
the hairline
they,
tells it though. The hairline tells that story.
Like and the I think hair, you being loud.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Yeah, and the fresh lineup tells that story.
Okay, so you get back what you are, but then it also says like some personality traits, some physical traits that you would normally have.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy detail.
So do this. Do the one that. Well, I don't know what else. I still want to read your thing.
Yeah, I still need to show Alyssa, but I think it was like, you know, I was supposed to be like, according to my DNA, I should be average height, which I am. I'm like 5'9", 5'10", which I think is exactly average in America. I would be weight-wise was average, but like muscle, I almost said muscles. but like muscles, you guys, it said I was supposed to be like an elite athlete. And I said, ooh, I like the sound of that.
No.
I like the sound of that.
But in all honesty, him and his sister, like when Jeff was born, he was like naturally so muscular and athletic. And him and his sister are crazy athletic. They don't even have to train or work out. Like Jeff, let's be honest, Jeff doesn't work out and he still is like super chiseled.
But I have a little dad bod. Not
he
in the stomach
anymore.
He has
some dad bod that he needs to work
on. The stomach is no longer.
The electric
stomach,
skateboard isn't work, helping.
The stomach was a six pack. It is currently a keg.
Not a big keg though.
Baby,
it's gone down.
Baby keg, but it's no six pack. Like it's no longer the thing you just pick up at the corner market. It's the thing you got to go get at like the wholesale distributor. Do you know what I mean? Like
So, but it's really cool that it just, yeah, goes with your DNA.
I know. So guys, kind of got my mind blown. So if you guys have ever taken those tests, hit us on the hashtag Jeff and Alyssa on Twitter or Instagram.
I want to do it now.
Yeah, I know you should. And let us know what you are because that is so fun.
Okay.
So we're gonna wrap this baby up with a Jesus nug.
Okay, yeah.
And so I'm going to let
Do you have a Jesus
No.
Nug? Oh, because I have a question for you.
Oh.
Oh, are you ready to share?
No.
So Jeff has been reading a lot and learning a lot lately about parenting and family and legacy. And so I thought maybe we could just share a teeny, teeny bit of that. It's super cool, and I love hearing about it.
Well, what do you mean? Give me
just any nug that you want to share.
I don't have any nugs. You got to pry them out of me.
People are probably tired of the word nug.
Nugs. Nugs.
Just about, like, maybe share the part about how men are, like, made to build something, and sometimes
it's
not within the family, and totally. So they go build it at work, and it's like we're meant to build a legacy. Did we already share about that?
I don't know. Well, let's share it again.
It's really good.
Yeah, I think one of the, and this is a lot from a mentor of ours, but then also from some reading of mine, where the American model has a lot of cons to it in regards to individualism, doesn't support family as team, doesn't support, you know, the teamwork and the one unit of the family. It's everyone into their separate parts and go do your separate thing. That's already kind of a bad part of the American dream and the American ideal of family. But one thing that's also really bad about it is it's not overly feminine, because I don't think that's wrong. I think femininity is a beautiful thing. But we've kind of created the most popular analogy or metaphor we use for family, aka the nest, is usually more geared towards the women's gifting than the men's gifting. And what I mean by that is we kind of see family as like the place for the a place to springboard to the individual success of each member, rather than like kind of creating one unit that lasts forever that then passes on to the next unit and the next unit and the next, you know, generation for legacies. And we kind of believe, like, you know, raise them up, nurture them, and then send them out and then never see them again, and then they're on their own. And that's even the analogy or metaphor we use when we say that, you know, it's like a nest, or we say, you know, when they leave, that we're empty nesting. Or that a wife wants to nest. And that's good and amazing. But I think what happens is that's why we get a lot of disconnect with guys who then go to work and sacrifice their family on the altar of work or job or sport or whatever, because guys aren't created to nest and nurture, even though we should, we should be tender and nurturing. But I think our overarching gift of a lot of men is to build something, right? Is to really create something beautiful and amazing with a long, long vision. And because the metaphor or the classic American family doesn't swing so far on the side of the nurturing without the long vision or the long build, then that's when you get those guys who then say, okay, well, there's no place for me here. I'm going to go do that at my job because that fulfills me better. Because job does give me a thing to build. Job, you know, my work does give me a thing to create and a thing that will, you know, outlast me and whatever. And so I think it just comes down to the family, you know, appreciating both sides, that, you know, a wife can nurture and be tenderhearted and, you know, very sensitive to the family's needs, and that the dad, in conjunction with the wife, especially if you know, if it's a very gifted, creative, visionary wife, because those gifts and sometimes these traits flip-flop, can, you know, think of the long vision and the long term and the what's all out and ahead of them, and kind of create that and chase that and build that legacy, which they won't suffer from burnout from, because you have the wife who's tender and gentle and sensitive and all these things. Mm-hmm. It's like, you can just see that the gifts go together, but a lot of times the dad's kind of gotten booted out of the family, or at least we don't give him a place for that. Yeah. And that comes down to
not necessarily like the wife doesn't, it's just, I feel like our culture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a better way to put it. Cause they can flip flop. They're both, you know, sometimes the wife is way more, you know, creative, visionary, and legacy minded and all that stuff. But in general, I think, yeah, our culture kind of doesn't give a place for guys to build their family, you know, and we kind of try to allure people to do that.
Well, and I feel like it's not even taught. Like, people aren't even, a lot of people aren't even aware of it. Yeah. And so as a man, you kind of just go with it, and then you're like, oh, this is, I just need to be building. And so you just automatically go, oh, well, I need to be providing for my family. Like, that's your natural, you're built to provide. And so then you naturally like, yeah. Okay, well, I'm just going to build this business or this over here.
Yeah, it's an oversimplification when the first thing you should build is the actual, like, family team. Mm-hmm. Meaning, like, your job is to create a unit that is one, that is a team, that loves each other, supports each other, is for each other.
And that is long-term, long vision.
Totally. And, I mean, another analogy that mentors use for us is, like, think about it like a team, right? Like an actual sports team. Like, you know, the dad... Like the parents are kind of like the coaches, and a coach, you practice, right? You train, you do exercises, you do things that get you in rhythm and that get you ready for the game, which is life and being on mission and serving in your community, etc. And I just don't think, I mean, imagine if we really took that analogy seriously in the family of like, if we had practices, you know, and if we had exercises as a family and we actually did things intentionally that are constantly building the team. Because a lot of times I think we aren't that team, you know, and we don't have these huddles and we don't have these games and we don't have these practices. We're kind of just each going in. It's more like, golf where we're each just going and doing our own thing, right? Golf isn't a team sport, but yeah, what would you, anything you'd add to that?
No, I just think that's so good. And I loved it when he was sharing that. 'Cause I was like, that is just, yes. Like all I could just like little emoji praise hands, like, yes, yes, yes. That's so good. And I feel like we're not talking about it. Yeah, and it totally. Just needs to be talked about.
Yeah. Yeah. And so
for
I think
us to be aware. And I feel like as a woman, then we can be like, oh, like I can encourage and pray for my husband.
Totally.
To like have a vision for our family, to build a legacy, to lead in that way. Yeah. How can I help him, encourage him, have this conversation with him? Yeah. Because sometimes I feel like as a woman, you can. You're nesting and you like nurture your kids and you're, you know, you love whatever, making your home a home. And it's just kind of like, well, we know the man is supposed to lead, but what exactly does that mean?
Yeah, totally.
And I feel like this is just a little piece of the puzzle. Like, let's build a legacy. We're going long vision.
Totally. Well, here's what, here's what I'll challenge the guys out there with, or wives, you know, you can kind of encourage your husbands with or boyfriends with or whatever, is, guys, is the lion's share of your creativity going towards your marriage and your family? Mm-hmm. You know, like you were given a capacity to kind of create out of nothing. And women are too, like humans are. That's the garden mandate of like, you know, we're created in God's image. And one thing he can do that no one else can do is create something out of nothing. Now, of course, we technically can't create something out of nothing, but we can kind of do that play act, you know, of taking materials and making something beautiful. And so do you put your creative energy mostly towards the family, or does that go mostly towards, you know, your job or your sport, or in a lot of other times your sin, right? A lot of times, you know, sadly our pursuit goes towards our sin, you know, whether it's porn or false relationships, you know, or outside of your marriage or whatever. But what would it look like if you're...
Or the TV or the TV, phone.
Yeah. What would it look like if your family, your kids and your wife got the lion's share of your creative energy, meaning proactively thinking about how you can create and build and do something. So I hope that's an encouragement to you guys. And we're just getting close to 30 minutes. So let's wrap this baby up. I want to close with something that we're doing that I really, 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 really want to challenge you guys, encourage you guys. And I really hope we can do this. And that is, Alyssa and I are doing a special partnership with Compassion. If you know them, they're incredible. They're amazing. They basically come alongside kids who are, you know, usually living under $2 per day, who can barely get something to eat, you know, who don't have proper education, proper medical, you know, benefits and health access. And they come alongside them and they give them all those things, literally good education, good medical, you know,
food, shelter,
clothes, water, schooling. And then on top of that, they specifically, more than any other organization like this, specifically teach them about Jesus and the gospel and the good news, and then disciple them up once they've found Jesus. And then they spring that out into the family. And it's a crazy, amazing ripple effect. So we're partnering with them to try to see if we can get 1,000 kids sponsored in our tribe, in our community. And to do that, that's a huge number. It's $38 a month, which realistically is not that much for most of us out there. It's a lot of money, but compared to these kids, it's not that much. Like $38 a month changes this kid's life. Imagine if the school you go to, the food you eat, the clothes you wear, you know, were all like that's life pretty much. If that was just $38 a month. And then also you got to hear about Jesus, and we get that opportunity. We get that opportunity with a beautiful and amazing organization who's laid the groundwork where they have these people and these, kids that are just being waiting to be sponsored. And the cool part is, you know, you even get to pick the kid, you get to pick the country, you get to pick, you get to see their faces, you get to have a relationship with them. You know, we sponsor a child named Alinda. He's 16. He lives in Uganda. We've been to Uganda. So it's really cool and special to, you know, have been to his country. And then we just start sponsoring another
little girl.
Girl.
And so my dream was when I had kids, I wanted to have Compassion kids that were had the same birthday as our kids.
Yeah, like even and the our same, kids even have always the been year.
The same year, the exact same day, but they don't usually start till like 2 or 3 years old. So we just started sponsoring a little girl with Kinsley's birthday. So I'm really excited. And I got a letter recently in the mail just saying how a few countries in Africa are having like
even harder times getting
really
sponsored.
Hard time. Yeah. And so I specifically wanted a little girl from Uganda. So anyway, so we're really excited about it. We just love Compassion. We love what they're doing. It's really cool to be able to change someone's life all the way from, you know, I think this world, there's just so much sadness and heartache and hurt and brokenness happening, even with, I just think today, like the San Antonio shooting. Mm-hmm. And it, sometimes I get so overwhelmed by it. It's like, well, what can I possibly do? And so then I don't do anything. But with Compassion, it's like, I can help one little kid like have the things they need and be told about Jesus. Well, that's so cool. And then to be able to have a relationship with them, like to be able to send them pictures and to get their drawings and write letters to them. That's really cool.
I mean, the return on the money you give is just absurd. Like we're talking $38 a month, $3.80 or no, that'd be $3.80, $3,800, you know, if you think about it, which is crazy to just put it in perspective of like, that's all it takes to literally change this kid's life.
And sometimes you may not see the fruit until we, you know,
maybe in heaven, you know, and we meet them and totally.
But just to think like you are impacting, people all over the world.
Totally. And so here's what we want to do. We want to challenge you. Will you sponsor a child with us? Mm-hmm. And if you already sponsor a child through Compassion, will you sponsor another one? Just like, you know, we did too. And here's the thing. If you sponsor specifically through our link, compassion.com/Jeff and Alyssa. If you go to compassion.com/Jeff and Alyssa and you sponsor a kid through there, you can find a child with, you know, the same birth date as a kid of yours or something like that. We're going to send you a free signed copy of Love That Lasts just as a thank you. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to pay extra for that or anything. We're going to literally mail you a signed copy of Love That Lasts. So this could also be a good opportunity to sponsor a child and get a free Christmas present to give to a friend or get this for yourself. And I know even in college, which I would consider that was when I was most broke.
Yes. No money to my name.
No money. I still had $38. I still had $38 to spend, meaning like my needs were covered. I paid my bills, but I had enough work study and I was washing laundry, you know, in the college for the college baseball team. And I had $38 that I easily could have said no to Chipotle 2 times a month or something.
And I'll say I didn't have $38 a month to spend, but I got together with 3 other friends and we all sponsored a kid together. So maybe you don't have quite that much, but you can partner with a friend or a sister or a brother.
Yeah. If you live with roommates, you know, $10 a person and then that's how cool that brings
you. $10 a month is totally doable.
And then how cool that brings you guys together. And then you get to write him or her letters every month and hear back. And so it's amazing. So we want to send you guys a free signed copy as a thank you of Love That Lasts. If you sponsor a child, or for every child you sponsor. And so go to compassion.com/Jeff and Alyssa. I would love if we can get 1,000 kids sponsored. That's a huge goal. That's a high goal. But the only way we can do that is if we rally together as a tribe. And not only that is if you listening actually become one of those one people. A lot of times it doesn't happen because you hear this and you say, oh, that's cool. You know, maybe there are other fans or followers or friends will do that. But we only can actually sponsor 1,000 kids if you listening, if you say, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take this step out in faith. I'm going to find some money somewhere, say no to something a few times a month or whatever. And then we want to send you a book as a thank you. Mm-hmm. But they're incredible. They're an amazing organization to be able to, I mean, even think about the technology that you can actually have a relationship in writing with pictures and your story and their story halfway across the world. That's mind blowing.
Yeah.
It's mind blowing. So, hey, we love you guys. Compassion.com/Jeff and Alyssa. Check out the site and let us know who you sponsor. We'd love to see what kid you chose and the relationship you'll start there. But that's all we got for this week. And we hope you guys have an awesome week. Be encouraged. We love you. Mm-hmm. And anything else you'd add?
No. Have a great week.
All right. You guys are awesome. Peace.